For more than four decades, enormous advertisements displayed in New York's Grand Central Terminal affirmed a picturesque notion of everyday American life. The 18-foot by 60-foot, and just stop and think about that for a moment, 18-foot by 60-foot images depicted an idyllic nation, beautiful landscapes, holiday celebrations, world-changing historical exhibits and events, family, road trips, patriotism, all of the above. 565 coloramas were produced between 1950 and 1990. 36 are reproduced in the George Eastman House exhibition Colorama, which is now at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls. To tell us more about Colorama and the beauty that is there, we welcome Director of Curatorial Affairs and Programming Jonathan Canning and Curator of Museum Education and Programming Jenny Hutchinson. Jonathan, Jenny, thank you very much. A delight to have you both back.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Well, I love this. This is a very, very cool thing. Give us a sense of how you came to the exhibit.
I saw the announcement for it and was immediately taken by the beautiful, colorful images that resonated with me because so many of them screamed America to me. And my memory of how America was presented in Britain in the 70s, these beautiful set family pieces at the Thanksgiving day table or Saturday night bath night, the perfect coiffed mother and smiling children in beautiful houses that seem to have all the modern conveniences, and so the idea that these images were created as part of an advertising campaign that was selling Americans on America and selling Americans Kodak film, all resonated with my childhood.
How much of it was the idea, though, was really, I mean, yes, they were advertisements, but that was almost secondary, wasn't it? I mean, if you look at that photo, there's a tiny little Kodak and the rest is that image, which is really what they were selling, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about kind of the ideal. What is that lifestyle like? And being able to capture those moments through the use of Kodak's technology
right. That
was cutting edge at the time period. And everyone was looking for that next camera that was coming out, or what's the latest film that only has the ability to create those moments. And then also the idea of that you were capable of creating that moment for yourself as well.
Yeah, but we never were.
No, we never were, but we all walk around with that cell phone in our pocket, right?
You hope it'll look that good, but it doesn't look that good.
Yeah.
My goodness, you would go to Grand Central Station, and you would see that, and they would fit. I mean, they fit there. They fit very nicely, and yes, large, but still, it fit the enormity of that venue. But I always found myself looking at them, staring at them, appreciating them, and seeing what was up. How long typically would they be up for? When they put one up, they would be up for how long?
They were up for about 3 weeks. And there was a quick overnight dissembling of the previous image and getting the new one up. It was technologically quite a challenge. And during that 40-year period, Kodak was pushing the boundaries of its own camera and film abilities to develop this program and keep it going.
So how do the folks at the George Eastman House, how do they whittle it down to 36 that they're going to put on the road?
They've looked at a variety of themes. It was the program covered a 40-year period, but the 36 that have come to the Hyde are really images from the later 60s, early 70s. And they do focus on family. They focus on the American landscape and really showing Americans after the war the full range from snowy scenes of New England to the wheat fields, to beach scenes. Actually, some of those images really appealed to me because I've been afraid of the return of winter since it left last May. And I really wanted something bright and colorful and warm and joyous in our galleries for wintertime. And when we installed this exhibition, we open the paint palette and we've got bright yellow, bright fuchsia colors. Mm-hmm. If you're missing the color schemes of the late 60s, come to the Hyde. We have it on the wall and it's all to brighten up winter.
Was Colorama was a phrase that was a Kodak phrase?
Yeah, that was the name of the images that they created for that campaign. And you know, it's kind of effective because nowadays we all have like a cell phone in our pocket and we're taking images and we're capturing these moments and, you know, we all have license over this lifestyle. And it begins with Colorama, this sense that Kodak created for us all to participate in.
I remember seeing years ago, maybe not that long ago, but there was a really beautiful reproduction of one that Norman Rockwell that he directed that was in the Norman Rockwell Museum. And I had never really thought of it before, but they were talking about how he directed that. So these were very much staged and directed and put forward, very conscious of what, these were not snapshots.
No, but they sold us on that idea, right? We were like, oh, I can do that. Absolutely not.
Marty, pick up a full... fishing pole, let's
right.
go.
Yeah.
And the amusing thing is when you look at these images, there's, I think, in all but three, somebody with a Kodak camera. Yet this whole image has been beautifully staged from the viewpoint of the professional photographer. And if you were actually Dad with the Kodak camera in the corner, you would be taking a terrible shot of the family dinner scene. Or the, so... You're identifying with the photographer in the corner, but actually you're trying to take the shot of the professional who's standing outside of the frame.
Right.
Obviously, they're huge. When they appeared in Grand Central Station, they were huge. They're 18 foot by 60 foot. Mm-hmm. So you can't fit that into the Hyde. And so these are 60 by 18 inches, right?
Some are 6 foot wide, others are 5 foot. So they're either a tenth or a twelfth the original size of the image.
And are they still lit that way that they were in the...
No, these are, the originals were backlit with cathode ray tubes and the image was transparency. And these are... photographs on paper, digital.
Yes. So what do you, because it's that specific time period, because it is, as you say, those very 70s colors, what do you get out of a vision of America that was coming out of a very rough time in the late 60s into the early 70s, with more fun on the way, and there you are, and yet you would look up in Grand Central Station and everything seemed okay.
Right.
We've actually had a few visitors who have complained to us that the imagery really did not represent America of the late 60s and 70s. It's very much a white, middle-class, successful family image. There are, in the whole exhibition, there are only two African-Americans, no Asians, no one with a physical disability at all, and this was Kodak selling you on an America that did not address issues of civil rights, of the Vietnam War, of poverty, of all those issues addressed in the Kennedy campaigns. This was very much a sort of perfect, beautiful day, America.
Was that fairly consistent with the advertising campaign throughout its history?
Yeah, and I mean it was intentional. I mean, they, you know, the first one follows World War II. They were looking to kind of revive a sense of hope in communities because, you know, the status morale was quite low in the time period. And so they were intentionally trying to create that atmosphere.
Was it always just Grand Central? Did they ever think, oh, we could do this in L.A., we could do this in an airport in Shanghai, we could do this somewhere else?
As far as I know, it was just Grand Central Terminal. Mm. They did use transparencies and slide projection in other venues. Mm-hmm. So aspects of the technology were used in other advertising campaigns, but I think this was unique to that one location.
Did the idea of Colorama fall apart that led to the decline in 1990, or was it the fall of the company that led to the
Actually, I think it was renovation of Grand Central Terminal.
Oh, mm-hmm. They lost their venue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it was originally a huge balcony space that had been enclosed, and they opened that up again.
Right. So now there's a steak restaurant. Right. So got to make room for that.
Right.
Give us a sense, Jenny, of the programming that you've been able to put together around these images and to talk about many of the themes that we've been discussing over the last several minutes.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we have coming up this weekend is we have author Richard Rattay coming, and he's written a book called Don't Make Me Pull Over. And it's all about the American family road trip. You know, whether or not you've grown up in the 60s or 70s, we all have a sense of what that road trip is like. and Richard's done a very good job of creating, a memoir of this moment in his life. So he'll be here at the Hyde Collection at 2 p.m. To discuss that book. He'll also be there at previous to the presentation to sign his books, and Northshire Books will be with us selling those books as well.
Excellent.
So everyone should come join us. It's kind of a fun, lighthearted way to connect to the imagery and then also just talk about kind of an aspect of our culture that we're familiar with.
And then I assume you bring in, are there educational programs as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely.
And how's that working with these images?
There's a lot of different ways to be interpreting these images. I talked about, having the cell phone in our pocket. That's certainly something that, like, our younger audience can connect to. When I talk to my niece and nephews, they're like, oh, I want to be a YouTube star. And, I've been kind of explaining to them that.
Got one of those nieces, too.
Everybody's got one. That idea starts in Colorama. So we've been talking to all age groups about that. It's second Sunday this coming Sunday. So it's a free admission day at the museum. And then we have our afternoon program for student age children from 1 to 4 p.m. Art Lab. And that's where we're kind of really breaking down kind of art and technology in a way that's relatable and fun for anyone to be participating with.
What has it been like to have these images on the wall for the last couple of weeks?
I've been a little surprised, with the younger audience. I kind of wondered, okay, will they feel connected to these images? And they do, actually. They're telling me, they're like, oh, well, I watched Mad Men when I was growing up, and that was a really interesting idea to me. So I wanted to come see these images because it reminds me of that period. And I think you see a lot of kind of this nostalgia or look at that time period more recently, which the show happens to present.
Why do you think it was conscious, Jonathan, to look at this particular period of the late 60s, early 70s, and not go from soup to nuts from the beginning to end of the Colorama scheme?
I think that the curators were aware of the appeal, the nostalgic appeal of that period. We were moving away from mid-century modern of the 50s that has driven... that was driving tastes in the aughts. And I think when the 70s late 60s, 70s are coming back.
Mm-hmm. They're cool again.
Yeah. Right, exactly. They're cool again.
And people want to see that and have that feeling, even though it's very white.
Right.
Okay. Colorama is a very cool exhibit. It is on display at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls through April 14th. Would you care to give us a sense of what's coming up next? What's down the road for the Hyde Collection?
In the spring, we will be opening a one-gallery exhibition of a local Washington County young artist by the name of Jacob Houston.
One of the nicest young men I know, and a fantastic artist, and we're all very proud and excited for him.
Yeah. And then our big summer show will be the art of John Sloane, the American mid-20th century painter.
Oh, which is also very, very cool. What brings you, just real quick in the minute that we have left, but for somebody like Jacob, who's a young local artist, you've done that before with artists at the Hyde?
The Hyde's had a tradition of occasionally giving a one gallery space to a local or regional artist. We will be ending our year with the Hyde's presentation of the artists of the Mohawk Hudson region. Regional exhibition. So we are, while we're bringing in leading American artists from the art history books, also trying to help along contemporary artists in the region.
All well done. In the meantime, Colorama is on display at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York through April 14th. You can find out about all of the cool things happening at the Hyde by going to hydecollection.org, hydecollection.org. Jonathan Canning is the Director of Curatorial Affairs and Programming. Jenny Hutchinson is Curator of Museum Education and Programming. Again, you can find out more by going to hydecollection.org. And you can also find the link at our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Jonathan, Jenny, thank you so much for sharing, as always. It's always a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.